It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cut in class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice. No, this world-renowned white-suited John Travolta lookalike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Monday, January 9th, 2023. Yes, I wrote the year down correctly today.
Very good.
Well, last week I think there was a day I did not. The first day back.
One only?
Yes, one only. And then I only caught it the next day when I went to write the date in the year. And I went, oh, I must have said 2022 yesterday, because I'm just like Ron Burgundy in that respect. Have you ever seen Anchorman? Whatever you put on the prompter, he reads.
Yeah,
exactly. So that kind of happened to me last week. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. That was Ashley Wood, by the way. She's the Community Impact Director for River Cities United Way.
Yes.
Sporting the T-shirt today.
Yes.
Live
Love United.
United. Just
very
black
good.
And white, a black shirt, white copy.
Very, very graphic.
Super
very
simple.
Effective.
Very effective. Live United. I think everybody knows that. It's almost like a mission statement now.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Live United.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So need to remind people the No Spin News airs tonight. It's the premiere of Bill O'Reilly's one-hour show on KNTR Talk. By the way, at 106.5 in Bullhead City now.
Yes, as you were just explaining off the air.
Yeah, 106.5. Actually, I like to say 106.7, 5, and 3. The voice of the free. Also, if you're a math person, like I am, you could call it KNTR Prime, right? 5, 7, and...
Oh, my
get
goodness.
Get it? 7, 5, and 3?
Yeah.
Is that overthinking it a little
yeah.
bit for this audience, you think?
I was going back to clothing shopping. I was like, 5, 7, 9. I'm like, I was excited when I could shop there.
But you, 5, 7, 3. But you get it, right? Or 7, 5, 3?
Yes.
And the prime numbers.
Numbers.
There you
you're
go.
So
9
silly.
Is not a prime number.
No, but I'm still going to go with the 9.
But 11
it's
is.
Functional.
All right. You can't use 11, though. What's that? Is that fascinating to you,
yes.
Mr. Spock?
Yeah, right.
All right. Brother
right.
Jim's here. Jim, I haven't seen you since the holidays. What the heck?
Yeah,
how are you?
Retrained. Yeah, I'm good.
How's Mexico?
Mexico was good. I think I've been on since Mexico.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
No, you weren't on.
That was Thanksgiving.
You weren't on last week.
No, oh my God, wasn't I?
No, no. And believe it or not, the whole place, you know, it
functions.
Still standing.
Oh, barely, though, barely.
I know. Well, now, I heard something about scorpions in Mexico, and
yes.
I don't know if you want to get into that, but.
Oh, we haven't been to our home in Mexico since November 2019. So it was going to be another year passed without going if we didn't just go. So we flew down in a set of bizarre circumstances, and the scorpions had, of course, taken over the house by eminent domain.
No, so wait. When you say taking over, do you mean like floor tiles, or what are you talking about?
There's just a lot
you
of...
Just, did they scatter?
Yeah, you turn the lights on, and then just a lot of scorpions
wow.
in that area.
That's near Rocky Point.
Oh, no. It's south of Guadalajara.
Oh.
On Lake Chapala.
Oh, okay.
On the largest body of fresh water in Mexico.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. The really nice part is that it's in the mountains at 5,200 foot elevation. So in the summer, when it's 120 here, it doesn't get over 85 there.
So now we know, Ashley.
So that's why we go in the summer pre-COVID.
Now we know, Ashley, when Jim retires.
That's an impossibility.
Yeah, it is now, knowing what I know.
Yes.
But when he actually retires, he'll be chairman of the Guadalajara Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
With all that info we just got.
I'll be the
it's incredible.
I'll be the roving reporter
right.
for KNTR from
absolutely.
From Guadalajara.
Are they going to call you the Scorpion King?
Nice.
We tried to downplay that.
That was excellent.
We don't want that.
Nice.
We don't want to start the Scorpion Wars.
Good job. So everything, let's see, I mentioned the 1 hour show, the No Spin News. Also the Dana Show. That's normally at 7 o'clock with Dana Lash. She'll move to 11, but all 3 hours of the Dana Show will now air from 11 till 2 a.m. on 106.7, 5, and 3, The Voice of the Free. There we go.
Very good.
Just rounded that out. No sports on the sports station today as far as games go, but you can always listen to CBS Sports Radio, and we'll have a whole roster of games lined up for you for tomorrow's broadcast. And we haven't talked to you since November.
It's been a minute. Yes.
Nice, as the kids would say, right? But you wanted to talk about VITA first,
yeah.
The tax program.
Yeah,
it's free tax prep.
Jumping into that right now, full steam ahead there. Our VITA program, which is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, is a program that we facilitate but partner with volunteers throughout Mojave, right now Mojave County. So we do have volunteers in Kingman and in Lake Havasu City that will be reviewing those taxes as people are trying to submit them. Our first day will be in February. So, in fact, I'm very excited. I just found out we're also getting a charity of choice for Slice Out Hunger. Have you heard of that one?
No, I have not.
Oh, this is so definitely exciting. We have partnered with this organization, and they're nationwide, but local pizzerias will choose charities or work with charities to help the frontline workers and also in those fields. To be able to receive free pizzas on a certain day to give back. So I'm excited that we do kick that off in the same week. I believe that's going to be February 6th on when VITA Tax Day begins. And so we'll be having pizza prep available starting at noon. And I think that's going to be actually on the 8th. Because we were setting that up as close to National Pizza Day as we could. But the people that will be coming to drop off their taxes, so we're doing drop off. There's not appointments when you come to get your taxes prepared. And the pickup then will be on the Friday. So we'll contact you once your taxes are finished being prepared so that you can come and collect them. You'll review the documents with us and make sure that everything looks good, and then you'll be able to get your taxes submitted from there. So, and they very much, I watched last year how fast the group was working countless hours, honestly, to make sure that these individuals' needs were met. And last year we also had systems that were down in other areas. So I saw people come from as far as Vegas to bring their taxes to get them prepared by our volunteers because it was the closest location they were able to go to.
Right.
And when you're getting them done for free, as long as you make $73,000 or less, then you're eligible to get your taxes done with us. And to me, that's a no-brainer because it's a win-win because there's so many opportunities in what you get back. I know the only number I was able to confirm this morning, just from refunds alone, we helped individuals secure $213,680 in Lake Havasu City alone. And that was from 250 returns. That's a lot of money that these people need. And when you're sitting there thinking, you know, especially with inflation, I know everybody can get on that topic, but, you know, sometimes that return is what you're really counting on to, you know, float yourself by or your family.
Oh, I can certainly get on that topic. I was at the grocery store yesterday looking at the prices of eggs. Holy moly. But, no, taxes, in all seriousness, are a very complicated subject. There's a lot. I mean, I can't just go in and dump a bunch of receipts on you, right? We're only talking about certain forms.
Yeah, what do they need to bring to you to launch this?
Yeah, so what we'll have you do is you complete and sign a white taxpayer form, and that's in our offices. So in Lake Havasu City, that would be at the 145 North Lake Havasu Avenue, located in fire station number 5. Mm-hmm. And then we also will have that in Kingman in our location there too. And for that, what you'll want to bring with you is your driver's license or photo ID for each of your taxpayers on the tax return. That is a requirement. Social Security card, ITIN cards, that's also required for everyone in the house. So children, spouse, other dependents, et cetera. Then we're going to go into your income. So we talk about W-2s, NEC 1099s, miscellaneous 1099s.
Oh.
1099 R's, 1098, 1095, A, B, and C. So there's a lot of forms. I know I'm throwing a bunch of numbers out there, and if you're not into the tax side of it, that might be over your head until you see the form.
No, that's a great point. That's kind of what I was getting at. Do you do Schedule C's?
So they do, yeah. We have tax preparers that are trained at different levels. So we have the basic and we also have advanced. So we'll try to make sure we delegate those returns accordingly so that we can try to really maximize the best opportunity for them.
Well, that's fantastic.
So. Yeah, what a great service.
You know, I would think, too, for that type of service, I mean, you're getting a pretty good value there. From the. I would think that would generate a lot of donations in kind, you know.
Yeah, and I would say...
Or paying it forward.
Yes.
That's a better...
Yeah. I would say pay... Well, I'd love in kind, too. paying it forward, absolutely, because what you're going to see is sometimes people will sit there and they're filling out their taxes throughout the year, and maybe you end up finding out that you unexpectedly owed at the end of the year. This is an opportunity to take advantage of tax credits.
Absolutely.
And with us having the ability to do the tax preparation, it's an opportunity with United Way. We're one of the few organizations that if you came to me and you said, Ashley, I want to donate back to this organization. Because of the way our organization is set up as an umbrella, we are able to then take in funds for other organizations and then send them back out to those said organizations. Mm-hmm. So that is, it's really nice to have it in shop for that. And even with the tax credits, I've seen people who say, well, I already, you know, do the school tax credit. Thank you. Kudos to you. I know that's so important. And it also goes, if they still owed even after that, they might want to take advantage of this qualified charitable organization tax credit. So there's churches, there's schools, there's nonprofits. So in this regard, we can accept up to $400 for an individual, $800 for a married couple.
Right. Twice as much as the school tax credit, right?
And it's a nice way, especially if your employer allows you to do payroll deduction. It is so much easier to have a couple dollars taken out or even how much ever you choose each paycheck than to have to come up with it at a lump sum at the end of the year or at tax time.
And the nice part too, Jim, is that you don't have to have it in by December 31st anymore, right, Ashley?
Correct. Yes. It's through the tax prep season. Right, so I do see a lot of people that will do that and say, you know what? And they start making those donations. So if you haven't already done your tax credit or your QCO donation to a charity, do keep that in mind. And the nice part is with United Way, any QCO donation that we receive, we are able to then partner with all of the local organizations here in Mojave and La Paz County, depending on where these contributions come from, to make sure that the money is still staying local. If you're going to pay it on your taxes, it's so much, in my opinion, it's so much better to donate it now to the local organizations and help leverage those dollars here a little bit faster.
Right. Again, we're talking with Ashley Wood. She's the Community Impact Director for River Cities United Way. Give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, if you have a question. Jim, did you have a question?
No.
Oh, I thought you had another question.
No, I'll make one up.
You're good. So that's Vita.
No, I'm just very impressed with what a valuable service this is.
When does Vita start up? At the end of January?
February 6th.
Oh, okay. So everyone should have their W-2s in or their 1099s.
Yes. They'll want to make sure they bring last year's returns with them. That helps, you know, speed up the process a little bit more. And then if you got even other types of tax forms, that includes Schedule K-1 for trust, partnerships, S-corporation. families received a child tax credit letter. That was the 6419 total amount of advanced premium payments received. That's a requirement. So these are things, you know, we do have the information available at our office, and we do are accepting any questions and calls. I've already started seeing them roll through the doors this morning. And then, of course, your bank account. If you've got a canceled check, just to make sure that you get that direct deposit if you're going that way, and itemized deductions, expenses. You asked me about the boxes. I have seen some people come in with like egg crates filled with all sorts of receipts and documentation, because you don't know. And if you were itemizing, then you want that documentation. And, you know, I bless them for holding on to all the papers.
Right.
You know, it gives us an opportunity to really kind of have that education opportunity.
And point them in the direction of a scanner that they can get to scan those documents for next year.
Yes.
But, yeah, go ahead,
Well,
Jim.
I was just going to say, now, did I understand correctly that they're not going to meet with someone when they bring this documentation in initially?
That was my question,
correct,
too. It's not like going to a tax preparer.
Correct.
So is there a place where they can go to a website or something where they can get the list of things again so they know for sure what they need to arm themselves with?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is www.rcuw.org. And from there, we'll have the information listed, as well as on our Facebook page. I'm hoping we have our flyers posted there ASAP so that we can start getting everybody prepared for what they're bringing in.
How much time should people give the tax preparer? It's not like you're going to sit right there with the person, right? They're going to take care of your taxes, but it's not on a one-on-one basis. This is do you need a week, 2 weeks, week and a half?
I would say it's fair to judge 2 weeks. It would be a fair assessment. Sometimes it's sooner, and depending on the complexity or if there's questions, it might be a little bit longer.
Yeah, sure. For those folks who don't know or are a little intimidated by tax forms, it's a perfect opportunity to use the VITA program.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to talk about a couple of other things going on in River City's United Way land with Ashley Wood when we come back. Brother Jim's here, his first show of the new year.
Yes.
My fifth, by the way.
Well, you're just much harder working than
Maybe. Not when it comes to Desert Storm, though.
Holy cow.
That's his new venture, by the way.
Love it.
Yes. All right, back with more in a moment. Speak Out will continue. You're the country fan, right?
I'm an everything fan.
Everything fan. But I knew you liked Eric Church and a little bit of new country, too.
I get into everywhere that I can dance.
Perfect. All right, here's some Springsteen from Eric Church. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Jim, it's official.
What is?
I've gone over to the dark side.
Oh, yes?
No, I enjoy country. I've always enjoyed a little bit of country, but now my spectrum is a little bit larger since working more closely with KJJJ.
Uh-huh.
So
you've come to appreciate the good stuff?
The new stuff especially. I've always liked 90s country. I used to produce a show on a local TV station called I Love My Country. Or I love my country music.
Yeah, very good.
And it was, yeah.
Well, how was Black Cat X doing in this?
Well, we
year?
Played a private party this past weekend in Mojave Valley, and Jeremy and his wife Shonda celebrated an anniversary and her birthday, so that was awesome. But this weekend at Fox's is a little bit different. I should let the listeners know that Parker Dam is going to experience lower than normal current flows. Is that the water releases are going to be diminished.
Uh-huh.
So the floating bar, we're not playing. I believe it's going to be closed this weekend. So it's going to, instead of four shows, it's going to be two, and it's going to be at the upper bar. Does that make sense? The one that doesn't float?
Yeah. and the
normally floating one may not be floating.
Oh, I don't know about that. Right, right, right.
Maybe
not.
Hey, maybe the Saudis are looking for new waters and they're going to be in trouble.
Oh, good one. That was in my state news today. Very good, very good. But yeah, two shows. Just go to Facebook on the band's Facebook page. You can check that out. There's like 21 gigs in the next 3 months.
Good
21 shows. Yeah, 21 shows, right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT. Your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. Don't forget about our archives at KNTRTalk.com where you can stream live as well. KNTRTalk.com. Did you know that? When you can't hear the station, you know, normally, or maybe you're out of the area, you still get your favorite shows and stream them live. Or get the archives at the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And I think our next guest is actually calling, and I'll go ahead and hook that up before we get back into the conversation with Ashley. And hopefully this is Christina. Christina, is that you?
Hello, it is.
Hey, I'm going to ask you to hold while we finish up this segment, okay?
No problem.
Thank you. And again, that's Christina Hook, Director of Media Relations with the Better Business Bureau. But Ashley, you want to talk about firefighters' charities a little bit and United Way's involvement with them.
Absolutely. We had partnered with the firefighter charities of in Lake Havasu City to create Christmas opportunity for some families that were struggling for the holiday. So it was in addition to so many of the other groups that did such great work this holiday season, and I thank you all. And I can say that the firefighters they're always such a delight to go Christmas shopping with, because you start to hear some of the stories about, you know, what's cool and what, you know, what their kids are into. And it's always very insightful because our kids are all at different ages. So, you know, trying to brainstorm on what does this mean or that mean. So 39 families were able to be assisted this holiday. So we're very grateful for that.
39 families. Well done. Well done. Okay, and what about the luau? You had a follow-up you wanted to talk about from the luau a little
bit. I was so excited. I know Debbie had, last time she was on, had mentioned that we were going to take a pause or, leave of absence from the luau for a minute because we're just going to reshape a few things. And we did have a smaller turnout. But with that being said, we had 150 people. And in the couple years prior, we had either two nights or one night, and it was closer to 300. We still raised $21,000 from this event this year.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was...
Congratulations.
Yeah, strength in numbers on that one. We were excited, and it was beautiful. So the performance, the meal, everything came out absolutely wonderful. So I'm just forever grateful for all of our sponsors and partners on that.
Anything you want to announce that's coming up? We won't talk to you for a couple months, so.
Yes, I do want to stress on if anybody is interested in volunteering, we have many volunteer opportunities, especially that VITA program. We can put you through the training program. And actually, I'm excited. I get to wake up at 3 a.m. on Thursday and drive out to Siloam. I'm doing a health fair out there.
Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm excited because you said something about eggs just a little bit ago, and I was laughing because last year, January 12th, which is my birthday. So, the class did sing to me happy birthday and they gave me, 2 dozen eggs for my birthday. I was so excited. There's an egg farm out there.
Yes, there is.
Yes. So it is, they're great eggs. But I'll be doing the health fair and then going over and, kicking off Happy Healthy Smiles, that we partner with the kindergarten classrooms. And we do have a total of 50 kindergarten classrooms throughout La Paz and Mojave County that will be, teaching kids about proper oral health.
Jim, you started laughing. I'm pretty sure you knew what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, getting up at 3 a.m.?
No. I've never heard anyone I've never heard anyone so excited about going to visit Siloam.
Yes. As well as getting up at 3 to do it.
But that's awesome. Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I hope it's a great day and a great birthday week for you.
It's going to be great.
All right, perfect. 3 days away, Ashley's birthday.
Wow. Yes.
Everybody bombard her with happy birthday wishes.
Go out and buy office. Eggs.
Yeah.
Yes, eggs.
Yeah, but don't egg her.
But please don't egg me.
No. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, guys. Have
it.
A great day.
You too. And Live United, everyone, help support River Cities United Way. How can people reach you there?
So our phone number is 928-855-6333. And we also have, like I said, on our website, it gives you more details about how to reach us.
RCUW.org.
Correct.
All right, perfect. Back with more in a moment. We've got Christina Hook on the line, and we don't want to leave her on the hook, right?
Very
good. That was a good one. Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. There you go, Jim. I've been accused of not joining the 21st century lately.
Yes,
did you know that?
Yep.
Christina,
yep.
Did you know that? Or were you the one accusing me of that?
I think she was.
No, I would never do that.
Anyway, yeah, we're using Spotify now, so a large variety of music to draw from. And that's, of course, Lonely Boy by the Black Keys, one of Christina's favorite groups. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herb's Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And before Jim goes on his spiel, shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local.
Yes, and be sure and do business with these folks that are wise enough to spend their advertising dollars right here on Speak Out.
And hire local bands.
Like especially.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm another plug for the Traubs, right?
Uh-huh.
Eric Traub, Dave Traub over at River City Music. I understand they get the show in the shop again since the power went up a little bit more on 106.7. And I found items over there that you can easily find online, you know, going to the A.com. I'm not even going to say their name.
Uh-huh.
But they carry it. They're like a local... Almost like a local Radio Shack for musicians.
Oh, very
all right?
good.
You can find it, and if you can't find it, they can order it and probably get it a lot faster than you can. So just go check it out. I got to give them a plug. They're good.
Sure.
They're good folks, man. Just like you say, good folks all.
Yep.
Right? So River City Music, go check them out over on Main Street. All right, there's your free plug for the year, Dave Traub. Christina Hook's with us on the phone, Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. I was really hoping to see you in person, but you know what, Christina? I'll take what I can get.
It will happen soon, I promise. We are getting ready very soon, hopefully next month, fingers crossed, to be moving into the nomadic co-working space downtown. So we'll be back at the office. People can stop in and see us, and I'll be right down the street from you guys.
That's a perfect segue to what we're going to talk about with New Year's resolutions for small business. And that's pretty much what the Nomadic's all about, is small business, right?
Absolutely. It's creating a space for entrepreneurs and small business owners to have the opportunity to collaborate with each other, learn from each other, utilize each other's resources, give each other, ideas for building businesses, and just have those resources available. So BBB is super excited to be in that space to offer all of the resources we have to support small businesses, which I know we've talked a lot about on this show, but happy to review all those again once we kind of go through some of those New Year's resolutions.
So I was thinking one of those resolutions would be for you to come into the studio to do Speak Out.
That could be a great resolution. I could do that.
Yeah,
I
guess that's Paul's resolution.
We love Christina around here.
Yes.
She brings a wonderful presence to the Indeed. To the studio and to the offices.
So let's hear about the resolutions for the small business.
I really like number one, by the way.
All right. Well, just so everyone knows, BBB, we put out as many business tips as we can. We're really here to support businesses from the ground up, ensure you have the resources to operate ethically and with integrity as you move forward. So on BBB.org, you can find so many different articles about how to improve your business, what resources we have to support you. And just recently, we shared about 10 New Year's resolutions for your small business. So, you know, I don't know if we'll have enough time to go through all 10, but we'll jump into some highlights right now. But if you're interested in all of these, again, BBB.org, right on that homepage, you'll find business resources. So number one is to really make sure that you're building a strong digital footprint. So what do we mean by digital footprint? Everything, so much is online right now. You know, even if you've got a service-based business, people jump online to find you. So make sure your website is up to date with accurate information and contact information. Make sure your social media is active and you've got someone monitoring that social media when people are trying to get in touch with you. Utilize email marketing. I know we all get a lot of emails sometimes and it can be a little bit overwhelming, but it's definitely still one of the top ways that businesses can get in touch with their consumers. So those are just kind of three top ways to ensure that you've got a strong digital presence.
You know, speaking of digital presence, I want to talk about the BBB a little bit. Where do you find BBB? I've seen you on LinkedIn. Is Facebook that big with you guys anymore, or Twitter, or any of the commonly known social media sites?
Sure, we do have a presence on all of those. You know, each platform is a little bit different for what you're speaking about and what audience you're talking to. Mm. But we do have LinkedIn, we have Facebook, we've got Instagram. So those are our three main platforms that we engage with both consumers and businesses. So you can look us up, Better Business Bureau, serving the Pacific Southwest. We're on all those platforms, and you can follow along and see what we're doing. It's nice to see sometimes the behind the scenes of BBB and realize that, you know, we're all staff too. We're all running a business too. And we love to share that personalization with you guys, with the businesses, that we are really here to support you and show you what we are as a team to be able to help you.
So this is kind of helpful too, because we have a business owner in the studio, longtime business owner, Brother Jim Russell.
Yes, indeed.
And number five on the list is something, Jim, you can really relate to: reduce costs.
Always.
How do you?
Always a concern.
Christina, I'm going to talk to Jim just for a second here, but how do you reduce costs, you know, practically here in an inflation economy like we have, a high inflation economy?
Try to shop for better deals when you can.
As far as
goods and services, you know, relating directly to what Christine said, then you're looking online, you know, you're looking at social media for people that may save you some money, and you want to be real careful in doing that, that you don't give up service and reliability and things. So it's a tough thing nowadays.
Yeah, it's tough to. Sometimes people tend to walk over dollars to pick up pennies.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I understand that. But what does the BBB recommend as far as reducing costs?
Sure, we can go over just kind of some of those top tips. Is consider new ways to possibly raise capital, right? I think a lot of, you know, we think of in terms of reducing costs. There are opportunities out there for small businesses to raise capital or to get grants or things to help increase that bottom line. So just a reminder that BBB does offer Kiva business loans, and those are 0% interest business loans. So that's always something to look into. You can work with new vendors. Now's the time. It's the beginning of the year. Everyone's looking for their new contracts for the year and trying to get new clients. So that's your opportunity to possibly get a better deal on something that you've had going for a long time, or look at new opportunities to reduce those costs with new vendors that you might use or new services and products that you purchase. They might have deals going on for the beginning of the year. Another great one, of course, we are Better Business Bureau, and we love businesses to be accredited with us, but just a reminder that we are a trade association. So we recommend not only joining BBB, but any other trade association, because so many of these, some of the benefits are getting you discounts on those programs and services and resources that you already use. So that's a great way to just jump in and get some of those discounts where you may not have known that they were there before. So those are just kind of some of the top ones.
Jim, you may not know this, but Radio Central is an accredited BBB business.
Mm-hmm. Very ethical business.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Well, yep. Thank you.
So, yeah, you guys should take a look. You know, we've got this wonderful, it's called our BBB business portal, accredited business portal, where you can jump in, and as an accredited business, you can look at all of those programs and services and discounts for your business. And a really cool thing about that too, which kind of ties into one of the next points for helping your business along for this year, mm-hmm. is creating a positive workplace culture. And what we mean by that is just making sure, you know, your employees are your lifeblood of your company. They're the first face. They're out there promoting your company. And with BBB, our benefits and some of our discounts, they're offered to the employees of the company as well. So that's a great way to just kind of continue that giving through Better Business Bureau. And not only the owners of the business, but your employees get those benefits as well.
Right. I like the next one, actually, about the customer reviews. Try to promote those and push those customer reviews. What's an effective way to do that, though?
Number one, ask. All you have to do is ask. So I think especially when customers have a really great experience, they want to share that. They really do. So they just need that nice quick reminder of, once once you've had that experience, or once someone leaves or finishes the job or what have you, just a nice reminder from the business and say, if you enjoyed our services, we'd love to have a review. And it can be as simple as creating a little business card that you can hand out and give to the consumers that shows all of the platforms that you're on, whether that be leaving a review with Better Business Bureau, Google, Yelp, all the online platforms. It's great to have those reviews. And we also have a service directly within Better Business Bureau that can send a link to your consumer and request that review right then and there. So it's a very simple one-step process for you.
So speaking of the 21st century, are people still using Yelp for that also?
You know, I wouldn't be able to speak too much on Yelp services, but I think that there are a lot of different services out there.
Right.
Like I said, people jump online to find out lots of information, so I'm sure there are lots of different review services. But it's good to check your options and just review and get a nice overview of what somebody might be saying about a certain company on various platforms.
Right. Transparency is also very important to a lot of people these days, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. People want to know that they can trust who they're doing business with. So much of our, whether that be through the media or through, you know, things that we're hearing or being unsure about what's real and, you know, what ads we see are real. Is it true what someone's talking about? So people want to know that they are dealing with an honest business that's telling the truth and really creating those positive customer relationships to make sure that they're really turning those browsers of consumers into really, standout fans of the business.
Right. Speaking of which, you want to establish that trust, of course, with the community, with the public, with your customers, that sort of thing. That's probably one of the biggest resolutions of to start the year.
Absolutely. It can be a great way to just really promote to your customers that you've taken that extra step to go above and beyond and make sure that every single point of your operations of your business is operating ethically by the books, and you've had a third party vet that. So it's not just, you know, you saying, yes, I'm doing this, but a third party is coming in and saying, absolutely, we've checked that out. And then you can proudly display your BBB trust seal on all of your, your trucks. I love driving around town and I'll see those accredited business seals on trucks driving around, and, you know, people have their plaques inside their businesses, and it gives consumers an instant vote of confidence and an instant sense of credibility and comfort with that business they're about to do business with.
Jim, when I see that torch along Highway 95 at certain businesses, right? Uh-huh. I go, hey, I know her.
Yeah. Even I love it. I love to see it, and it's so cute. My son So I think he's been on the show a couple times, I think, in the past. But even him, you know, he'll drive around and he goes, Mama, did you see that torch? So I love to share that with the younger generation, too, and just say that, you know, it's important to look for that. And it is truly a sign of a better business. It's showing that they've taken extra steps above and beyond, that they don't have to. They choose to do that.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I was just going to say, and the Better Business Bureau is doing so much more than it than that of old. You're involved in so many areas and proactive with so much.
Right.
I think it's great to hear and great to share this with our listeners.
Yeah, what's the reason for that increase in visibility with the BBB lately, besides yourself?
Well, we're really trying to get out there. Well, you know, we just... Better Business Bureau, at the end of the day, are accredited businesses. They're our lifeblood, and we want to be able to support them to be the best business that they can possibly be. So a few years ago, Better Business Bureau, serving the Pacific Southwest, is the region that we serve here, which includes our area. We took a look and said, how can we best support these businesses? What kind of services, resources can we offer to ensure that businesses, you know, we tell a business, we want you to operate ethically. What does that mean for a business? Sometimes it takes a little bit extra to help that business truly understand and find the ways to do things the right way. So that's where we implemented our Empower by GoDaddy and BBB Main Street Accelerator program. So it's a free 8-week course that can really dive into each one of those aspects. Like I mentioned earlier, we've got small business loans that we can help businesses get a jump on growing their business. We offer educational summits for veterans and women-owned businesses. We just want to ensure that we're reaching business owners in a way that is feasible for them to really thrive as a business. And therefore, in the long run, we hope that someday in a perfect world, right, there'll be less complaints for businesses because they truly understand that BBB is here to support them as a business, mm-hmm. and then never get those complaints at the end of the day because they've been operating so ethically from the start.
Hey, let's rewind back to the beginning of the segment. You were talking about the nomadic and you hope to be in there soon. What have you been told, either by the PED or whomever is running the nomadic? When are you going to be in there, and what are they looking at for a completion date? I don't want to ask this question, but I'm wondering if that color is going to stick. Right, it's an awfully dark building in that location. It's such a contrast with Sanchez Hawkins, which is right in front of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to speak for the PED. I'd definitely like them to share firsthand all of their dates and deadlines and such.
Right.
So I couldn't speak specifically to that. But like I said, we are hopeful that we will be there, be in very soon. But I think all of us understand just the challenges of construction in the last couple years and making sure that they could get all of the equipment and get all the materials that they needed to open and make sure it's going to, you know, be exactly what they wanted. So I'm really excited to move in. I think we did a walkthrough maybe a month ago or so, and it's just turning out absolutely beautiful. We're so excited to be in there. I think it's going to be a great resource for businesses. There's a lot that's going to be offered in there. So I'm sure they'd be very happy to be on the show and maybe detail out, you know, what is offered and when they might be open, and maybe in a couple months or so. So yeah, we're excited to be there.
Yeah, James is an awesome guest, by the way. And by the way, you're now, well, most of the time anyway, the F-104 co-working space, right?
F-106, yeah.
F-106. I always get that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 points
yeah.
down.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up with that? 106, how easy is that? We're at 106.3, yeah. 5, and 7, right? Christina, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Even though we didn't get to see you in person, we always like it when you're on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Looking forward to hopefully announcing our move-in date, and then for all of the accredited businesses and small businesses in town, mid-year, let's hope to have a nice welcoming party at Nomadic. So
Ooh.
Hope to see you all in person very soon.
Ooh, you have me at party. All right. Thanks, Christina. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. All right, we'll be back with more on Speak Out in just a moment. Here's some more Black Keys. We're going to tighten it up. How's that sound, Jim?
Oh, sounds DJ-like.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Alright, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell.
Yes,
indeed. Alright, after news and a short break, stay tuned for Speak Out 2.0. Jackie and Val from the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce and the Laughlin Tourism Commission will be on. So,
well,
be a good show.
Yeah.
All Laughlin-centric stuff.
See what's going on in Laughlin.
So, in about maybe 30 seconds or less, how's it going with Desert Storm?
It's going well. The response is incredible. We should have the new website up and running mid-January, another week or so. And then people can start to sign up for the poker run. Vendors can start their official request for vending. And it's
third week of April, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, perfect.
Weekend after the boat show.
All right. Stay tuned for Speak Out 2.0 coming up next after news and a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.